Welcome back to Two Ninjas and a Book.
Hi everyone!
Today we're reading Bin Chicken.
We're reading Bin Chicken Flies Again by Kate and Joel Temple. Now you like bin chickens, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah? They're actually...
I just chase them.
You do chase them. But a bin chicken is actually not called a bin chicken, is it?
No.
It's called a white ibis.
Yeah.
But they've got very long noses, don't they?
Yeah.
To get all their food out. Henry, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, so...
Welcome back to Two Ninjas and a Book.
We've already done that part. Let's begin. On a stinky hot day down a grotty old street, a dusty white ibis looks for something to eat. It's breakfast time. Her chicks are famished. She pokes at the bin, but the food has vanished. Where's all the garbage and delightful bin juice? This trash can is empty. I feel like a goose. Ibis takes off. She knows a good spot. Just down this alley is a bin with a lot. She lands with a thump at a Chinese takeaway. This dumpster's a winner. It will save the day. But no, it's empty. It's bare. Boo-hoo. Not a noodle, not a dumpling, not even tofu. She flies from bin to bin. She's in quite a flap. All the rubbish is gone, not even a scrap. Where can it be? Ibis says, looking around. Just then she hears a large rumbling sound. A great big bin truck lifting up trash. Bam, clatter, bang, crash. Crunch, boom, bash. That dirty truck is stealing my food. It's simply not on and terribly rude. The truck drives away with Ibis in pursuit. She's hitched a ride in the back of a ute. Not so fast, you greedy old lunk. Give me back all that delicious junk. The truck comes to a stop at a red light. Ibis stretches her wing and quickly takes flight. Get a load of that pong. How wonderfully smelly. That stench hits her beak. Weak old pork belly. Ew, weak old pork belly. Yucky.
Yeah.
This truck is a restaurant on wheels, full to the brim of half-eaten meals, expired yogurt, chewed pizza, an old cinnamon roll, and even the stinky remains of tuna poke bowl. This is more like it. Fine dining at last, then someone squeaks, "Hey, not so fast." Seagulls.
Yeah.
Flap off, bin chicken. Hey, we saw it first. Seagulls, grumbles Iris. These guys are the worst. There's more than enough rubbish to go around. This truck has emptied every bin in our town. Let's work together. I've got a grand plan. We can all feast on this giant rubbish can. The birds shake a tail feather and swing into action. The gulls flap about to cause a distraction. Ibis swoops down on the driver's seat, but steering a truck, that's got her beat. The garbo hollers and shoos the birds away. It looks like the chicks will go hungry today, or will they? As the bin truck backs up to a single speed hump, it drops off its load into the city dump. Look, there's a party going on. Up pop the mouse, the roaches and rats. They're all dressed so fancy in party hats. They nibble and chomp and dine with delight. They start in the day and feast in the night. Burgers with bite marks, chunks of meat pies, fishy fish fingers all covered in flies. Ew! Wilted vegetables, cold chips and avocado smash. It's a bounty, it's a party, it's a delicious bouquet of trash. They gorge on mouldy pizza and stomp on stale bread, gobbled old cake till their bellies are fed. Then Ibis looks up, her head crowned in orange rind. These humans, she chirps, are far, far too kind. Well, Henry, what was the Ibis doing? Looking for all the rubbish. Looking for something to eat. That was a cool book, wasn't it, Henry?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you like that book?
Yes.
Right, so remember everyone, if you would like the two ninjas to read you a story or a certain story that you would like to request, please feel free to send us a voice message on our Instagram page. All right, Henry, that's the end of our story. So what do we say?
Goodbye, boys and girls.
Bye, everyone.